Hello and welcome to It's Time for Affordable Housing. I'm your favorite host, LaShondra Grace, the apartment lady, founder of the Apartment and Housing Rentals Foundation. So, welcome back. All right, so I do have a story because you know we're still looking for the affordable housing. So I'm going to be reading and finding all of the affordable housing stories in the United States. So this story is for people that's in Houston, really, because they have a waitlist application that opened January 15th. Like, seriously? The affordable housing waitlist is open. Okay, this story is coming from the Chronicle News about this. The Chronicle News in Houston. Houston's affordable housing waitlist applications opens January 15. After a five-year closure, the affordable housing lottery will reopen its waitlist portal for applicants. Okay, so it's a lottery, you guys. The Houston Housing Authority will open the much anticipated affordable housing waitlist on Sunday, January 15th at 12 p.m. CT, in response to rising rental prices across the city, residents seeking assistance, I'm sorry. According to HHA, and that's the Houston Housing Authority. So when I say HHA, it's the Houston Housing Authority. According to HHA, the application portal will open until Wednesday, February 14th at 4 p.m. CT. That's my birthday. So up until Valentine's Day, it will be open. The Houston Housing Authority is the city's affordable housing development program. Eligible applicants include low to moderate income individuals, families, the elderly, and people with disabilities. There are also various housing options, including single-story, mid-rise, and senior high-rise apartments based on a family size. Online applications on the HHA website and hard copy applications at the HHA administration office are available during business hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for eligible candidates. The administration building is located at 2640 Fountain View Drive, Houston, Texas, 77057 in Uptown Houston near Tanglewood. How to apply? All applicants must create and save login and password to check the application of their status. When on the waitlist, applicants must submit changes through the online portal. Changes on an application refer to contact number, address, family size, and other details. Updates on applicants' application status will be provided through mail or email. The application status comes in multiple languages, including, in addition to English, including Spanish, Mandarin, Vietnamese, Swahili. If another language is needed, potential applicants can call the HHA hotline at 713-260-0353. All right. There is no limit to how many public housing locations an applicant can apply for. After creating an account, an applicant can choose all desired areas. One application per household. If an applicant's name is found on multiple applicants or applications, they could be removed from the wait list. One application, you guys, but you can apply to as many areas as you want. After applying, applicants can expect an email, text message, or a letter acknowledging their application has been approved or received by the public housing department. Applicant should also update their application as soon as possible in light of any changes. right? There are currently 10 public housing waitlist properties across, that's open across Harris County, including senior apartments available in on the north side, single story units in the third ward, and apartments in the museum district. The open portal comes after the county was forced to close the application in 2018 because of an affordable housing shortage. Home ownership in the county has grown more and more. Let's see this. Let me do this again, you guys. Home ownership in the county has grown more and more scarce as landlords snap up single-family units, many converting them into multifamily units, rental units. Overall, housing affordability for all socioeconomic groups continues to be an ongoing problem in the city as supply chain issues and a influx of new residents drive home prices higher. According to an October 22 report by the Greater Houston Partnership, Houston ranked number 5 on the list of metropolitans with the highest percentage of families living in poverty. Exactly 11.2% of the 7.2 million people in the Houston Woodlands Sugarland area live below the poverty line. The 2021 U.S. Census Bureau reported 19.5% of Harris County residents were in poverty, and the median income of each household sat at $56,000. Okay, you guys. So let's talk about this, right? So they basically said, you know, because of the rising rental prices, people need help. I mean, and then they said that the median income was $56,000, but you have to understand the median rent for a 2-bedroom in Houston used to be $2,500. So that's about $30,000. What is that? How much is that a month? $30,000 a year. And then, so if the median income is $56,000 and a 2-bedroom used to be, the median 2-bedroom used to be $2,500. Yeah, that person is literally paying over 60% of their income for rent. And that's not including utilities and so forth like that. But let me show you guys another number, because the median 2-bedroom in Houston is now, let's see. Let me show you guys this other number. Let's do this. 2-bedroom apartment. And so I'm actually looking this up. You guys can do the same thing. It's just crazy. Apartment in Houston. In Houston, Texas. What's the median 2-bedroom apartment in Houston, Texas? The average rent. So Rent Cafe, they usually do, you know, the average rent and things like that. You can find that information there. But here they're saying that the average rent in Houston is about $2,100, depending on the neighborhoods. And then they're saying the median rent, what is the, and they're even showing you the most affordable neighborhoods, whatever. However, yeah, they're saying it's about $2,100. That's what Rent Cafe is saying, right? And they're saying the average rent in Houston is $1,300, but I don't know. They're not saying if that's a 1-bedroom and so forth. Although I'm looking at 1-bedrooms now, 2-bedrooms for $15,000. Let's just view this property and see what they're talking about. So then this 2-bedroom at a particular property is about $1,509. Okay. So this other two bedroom, 2100. Okay. So basically I said 2500 for the median two bedroom in Houston, but the Rent Cafe says the median two bedroom in Houston is 1300, 1500. That's not true. You guys, everybody know, anybody that live in Houston, they already know. That's not true. But we're going to, you know, move right along and say that I'm happy that this, that the Public Housing Authority in Houston has opened their wait list, because a lot of these public housing authorities, they have so many vacant apartments that it's unbelievable. Now, I'm seeing that, $56,000, that's way more than $56,000 a year as an annual income. That's way more than minimum wage. And so someone making $56,000, we'll be trying to get into an affordable housing unit. And right now, the only affordable housing units available are public housing. That's crazy, right? The only available affordable housing units are the public housing. That's crazy. But guess what? Yeah, at least they're available, okay? So you guys, if you're from Houston, Texas, you need to go onto that website and apply, get on that wait list for the affordable housing. That website is, you know, I'll put it in the description, but that's Houston Housing Authority. You need to go there and apply for that affordable housing, like seriously, as soon as possible. The deadline for the application is February 14th. I'll remind you again, that's my birthday, and that's also Valentine's Day. So you guys, go ahead on and apply. Like, go and apply and see if you're eligible. Because even they said they have single stories, mid-rise, and senior high-rise apartments, and those units are based on the family size. Don't do multiple applications, but you can select multiple areas on one application. Okay, you're listening to It's Time for Affordable Housing. I'm your favorite host, LaShondra Graves, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.